for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Reece Shaw's already made his way in. Kayser and the players are just making their way into the rooms just at the moment. Haven't been able to tee up an interview just as yet. Hopefully we'll be able to get one of the players as soon as they've sung the song. So, the players coming in as we speak. Kayser and all of the North Melbourne reserves players are being called into the song, and the coaches and all of the staff as well are just circling up here at the moment. So it's almost like a bit of a premiership feeling down here at the moment, Kayser, without the cup being in the middle. But the entire North Melbourne Football Club staff is circling up here in the Marvel Stadium rooms. It's quite unprecedented, really, for a home and away win to see this type of activity. But here they go. They're about to start, Kayser.
Yep. Yeah, you're right, Lockie. Everyone in the room say we're celebrating 150 years, and tonight their specific focus was on premierships as well, 75, 99, 96 too. So it really is a club-wide celebration. And for North Melbourne, they have topped it up in style with a win by 22 points, 12, 14, 86 to 9, 10, 64. Bucky, while Plough downstairs is getting his house in order in terms of interviews, let's run through a couple of key stats for Kerr's Hire, please.
Yeah, North won the inside 50s, 53 to 47. Clearances 36 apiece. Contested possessions 12 in favour of North Melbourne. They out-tackled Hawthorn by 7. Individually, Higgins 28 and 2 goals. Ahern 26 and 1 clearance at 5 inside 50s. Pollack 23. Goldstein, great game. 22 disposals, 5 marks and 28 hit-outs. Cunnington 21. Dumont 19. Pittard 19. 18 apiece to Williams, McMillan and Jack Zeebel, who kicked 3 goals, 1. Ben Brown 14 disposals, 6 marks and 4 goals, 3. Mason Wood was quiet after half-time. 12 disposals and 2 goals, 3. All of those coming in the first half, where he was influential. Hawthorn, the best for them was Warple, 37 touches. That's a career best after collecting 34 last week against the Brisbane Lions. Wingard, 29. Warple had the 11 clearances as well. He had more clearances on the ground than any other player. Mira, 26, worked his way into the game but was quiet in the first half. Shields, 24. 23 to Isaac Smith, 23 to Burgoyne. Henderson, 21, 19 apiece to Hardwick and Howe. The best of the goal kickers was Mitchell Lewis up forward, 4 marks, 16 touches and 3 goals, 2. Jack Gunston, 16 disposals, 5 marks and 2 goals straight. Crowd of 33,226. Or North Melbourne, 12,486. They kept their finals hopes alive.
Yep.
Defeated Hawthorn 10-64. Both Hawthorn and North Melbourne are now on 32 points. North Melbourne have the slightly better percentage. I'll have to check that up. It was 99 for Hawthorn before this round. Yep. North Melbourne,
we'll
at
check the 95. Live ladder.
I'll have a look at the live ladder. I'd suggest that they're still behind on percentage, North Melbourne, but I'll have a look at that, Kayser, as we speak.
Righto. Well, Neely, who's been battling a cold for the last week or so, has made his way home. Obviously, these days, having to make sure that the Geelong basketball scene is going well. So, for Kerr's Hire, all the stats, 3 locations, North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove Equipment Repair Services. And for Goddings, the special comments, high performance, durability and reliability, making Kubota market leaders in construction equipment. Complete after-sales service, on-site backup you can rely on. Nearly in the house for Goddings.
Yeah, and just Hawthorn now on 32 points, percentage of 98%. North Melbourne on 32 points and a percentage of 97.2%. So, they're going to struggle, both. I mean, North Melbourne have got the ability to win games on end, you know, multiple games, whereas Hawthorn, they look like they're just sliding a little bit. That's two losses on the trot, disappointing last week against the Lions, and obviously tonight started off well last week, yep. The Hawks, yep. Against the Lions.
Lions pegged
them back.
Just
fell in the hole. They just lacked intensity at times after half-time, Hawthorn, particularly their sort of experienced players.
North Melbourne have got the Cats next week, though, so that might put them on the slow. So they've got the Cats at GMHBA, yes, then Port Adelaide, and then Melbourne.
Where's the Port Adelaide game?
The Port Adelaide game is here at Marvel.
I'm giving them that.
And then the Melbourne game against Blundstone Arena, so that will be a loss for them leading into the finals.
You're a fool. That will give them, so that, let's say that gives them 40 points. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be enough.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to be enough because...
Well, they can dare to dream at the moment.
Yeah, well, they're a show, aren't they? You'd want them to be winning next week against the Cats and upsetting the Cats at GMHBA Stadium to keep their finals hopes alive.
Now, we don't normally do it this way, but the Kangaroos have gone into a team meeting, so we will try and secure you a player that we can talk to after that team meeting. So,
for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.